逍遥谈。
已经来到四月份了，四月份呢我们就转一个话题。今天请来一个很特别的嘉宾，他自己叫做自己是 Green Mama， 是 Manda Ophos Gillespie。先欢迎他来到我们这个节目先。Welcome to our show, Manda.
Thank you for having me.
Manda 就是叫自己做Green Mama 啦，因为咧 Amanda 咧自己本身咧就系好着重呢个环保方面嘅嘢，咁而且咧佢亦都系一本一个作家啦，佢写咗本书咧就叫做 Green Mama Giving Your Child a Healthy Start and a Greener Future。咁呢一本咧系一本第一本咧系关于点样可以系用一个环保意识咧嚟到系即系养育一个好健康同埋一个更加好未来嘅一个嘅 parenting 嘅一个嘅指南咁样。咁就先问一问 Manda 咧，究竟佢点解咧会谂到呢一个主题咧 ？So Manda, first question I come to you is, what makes you want to become a green mama?
Well, I started in environmental design about 20 years ago,、
mm-hmm.
and not, of course, thinking I would ever become the green mama,、
mm-hmm.
But because I really cared about the health of people and the planet.And then when I got pregnant, very quickly, I realized, oh, I also can use all this, the questions and thinking that I've been practicing in my work.To think about my own child that was to come.
咁咧就阿 Manda 自己本身咧，廿年前咧已经系好着重喺呢个环境方面嘅设计工作嘅。咁咧佢咧一直咧就系好关心呢个环境方面啦。咁除此之外咧，佢都好关心一个我哋健康方面嘅嘢啦。咁直至到咧佢八年前咧就系开始咧怀孕啦。咁佢要谂下点样可以将呢一个信息自己嘅身体或者系点样可以养育一个更加健康嘅。小路呢，所以呢，他又在这方面呢，是开始想这方面的问题。So you become pregnant and then you wanting to get a healthier baby, right?
Yes. So I started doing research and because of my background in environmental design and as a writer, I'm really good at research. I love reading science and I love even more talking to other experts about what they recommend.
咁呢佢呢就懷孕期間呢開始呢就係周圍咁去搜集啲資料啦，咁因為佢自己係一個作家，咁所以咧佢好中意咧就搜集資料啊，去睇下啲譬如話科學方面嘅知識啊，亦都咧係開始咧同好多其他人去傾下講下咁。Do you adopt something from your grandmother or your mother? How they parenting? Is that some ideas you get from the things that you gathered?
Yes. So this is one of the most important things that I learned is that it's not enough.But it is important to look at today's modern science. What is science telling us? And the other thing that is really important is that we look at what our grandmothers did and believed, because they're both part of truth.
咁佢话咧，就除咗我哋咧要知道咧，而家新嘅科学、新嘅科技知识教俾我哋听，而家个社会系点点之余咧，其实咧亦都有好多古老嘅一啲好智慧嘅嘢啦。譬如话系自己嘅祖母啊，或者自己妈妈，佢哋点样抚养仔女方面嘅知识咧，都系应该系重视嘅。咁所以咧，佢喺本书咧就结合呢两方面嘅嘢。咁我咧就首先想问下佢咧，即系当然啦，我哋喺屋企啦就细。细路仔通常喺头几年咧就会好多时间都喺屋企，咁究竟喺屋企方面可以点样先做到一个，譬如喺个 house screening 嗰度方面嘅嘢咧？咁house is our first place that the child usually spend most of the time. So our first discussion will be how to make our house greener.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So one of the important things that I think people need to know is that our indoor air.Tends to be far more polluted than our outdoor air.
Okay.
4 to 7 times more polluted indoors.
Mm-hmm. Manda 发现呢原来呢我们自己屋企室内的空气的质素呢其实呢是其实污染过外面的空气。他发现呢原来呢室内的空气呢大概是4至7倍是更加比外在的或者室外的空气更加是污染的。Why you say that?
Well, you know, one, I think it's important to know, but also we're spending 90% of our times indoors, right? Mm-hmm. We spend all this time indoors. Our children spend their time indoors. And we know that what we breathe in actually even passes to our children when they're still growing inside us.
咁咧，佢話咧，其實咧，我哋咧喺室內生活咧，其實大概有90%嘅時間咧就喺室內啦，譬如喺一啲室內嘅活動裏邊嚇。咁如果我哋懷孕嘅時候咧，我哋透啲氣，通常都會喺室內嘅空氣嘅話咧，其實咧都會係傳授咗傳播咗俾我哋腹中嘅呢個 BB 嘅。So
the biggest polluters in our house tend to be paints, carpets, curtains that we hang on, you know, our
room.
In the room. And the other biggest polluters tend to be our furniture and furnishings that we bring in to our house. And then also our cleaning supplies and the things that we're using to actually, you know, clean our house, but many of them actually pollute our house.
咁呢，佢話呢，就譬如話舉例呢，咁喺屋企方面嗰啲物品點樣可以引起呢一個嘅污染呢？譬如話我哋一啲嘅油漆嗰啲嘅油啦，嗰啲牆嗰啲油啊，或者係地氈方面㗎啦，或者甚至係我哋掛喺度嗰啲窗簾啊，咁甚至可以係 譬如話啲家私啊等等，咁最重要咧，其實咧就係我哋嗰啲清潔用品啊。咁好多時我哋啲清潔用品咧都會有其實有好多個化學元素喺裏邊。咁而我哋想屋企好清潔，咁啊等佢哇抹得好乾淨，咁其實裏邊咧可能咧有好多對身體唔係咁好嘅元素喺裏邊嘅。So
these are really the biggest polluters, right?
They're the biggest polluters inside our homes. There are other things that pollute your home as well. For instance, if you smoke inside, or if you have a garage that's attached to your house and you let your car run and open the door, those are also big polluters. But the things that we most easily can do stuff about are those things that we choose to bring in.
咁當然亦都有其他嘅污染啦，譬如話，如果你自己係食煙嘅話，喺室內食煙，咁當然呢個亦都係啦。咁另外咧，亦都係譬如話有啲車咧係連住埋屋企嘅，咁而你有時咧，車喺室內仲未開嗰個呢個車房門嘅時候咧，咁呢啲咧都會係一啲嘅廢氣咧，會傳到成屋都係嘅嚇。咁當然呢啲咧就係一啲其他嘢。咁但係最重要咧就係有啲嘢咧係我哋自己 選擇嚟到引入屋企，而呢啲咧其實咧就係一啲嘅冇用或者係令我哋身體冇咁好嘅嘢。So what are the tips that we can improve our air quality?
So, one of the easiest things that people can do is to simply start opening their windows more. Right, this is how grandma would have done it, right? She opened the window if she wanted fresh air. And it's still a really effective way to get dirty air out and clean air in.
如果問我哋上一代嘅話呢，咁通常呢，佢哋就會開窗啦。當然，開窗呢，就將個空氣呢就流通，咁新鮮嘅空氣呢，可以入返嚟呢個室內，而一啲屋企裏面嘅污濁嘅空氣呢，亦都可以帶走。
Another really easy tip that also doesn't cost anything is to take your shoes off when you come into the house. Because we track in lots of bacteria, heavy metals, and other outdoor pollutants that we, you know, step on and gross dirty places into our house. And particularly if you have young children running around or crawling on your floor, this is a great way to keep some of those pollutants outside.
咁咧，另外一個最易做咧，佢就話咧，就係將對鞋咧室外嘅鞋咧，就喺翻入你屋企嘅時候咧，就除咗先入屋嚇。咁咧就譬如話咧，因為鞋裏邊咧有好多即係啲唔乾淨嘅嘢啦嚇，或者係一啲嘅細菌啦，或者我哋踩到啲嘢嘅時候咧，會帶落嚟屋企啦。咁如果屋企有啲好細嘅細小朋友咧，佢仲係即係爬啊咁樣，好經常會同個地下接觸時候咧，你帶咗一啲咁嘅鞋
So another really easy tip is to wet mop your floor and your counter spaces. What we have found when we do research is that a large majority of the toxins in a house settle on the floor. Mm-hmm. So particularly if you have young children crawling around, you don't need anything more than just water, maybe simple soap. That's it mm-hmm. to take away a lot of those toxins.
咁另外呢都係好簡單，我諗呢都係父母可以傳遞呢，就係抹地啦。抹地呢佢呢教授教我哋呢就係用淨係水同埋好簡單嘅一啲嘅 soap 下啲肥皂。咁呢就係好簡單咁抹地，或者呢係一啲 countertop， 譬如話一啲櫃面啊，啲廚房嗰啲櫃面啊，就好簡單。尤其是咧，有啲小朋友嘅話咧，呢一個咧係一個好重要嘅一個一環啦。等我哋嘅地方咧就更加清潔，因為好多時咧啲污垢物咧就會係沉落咗啲地下度，咁所以做一個抹地咧，亦都係一個好好嘅喎。
All right, I have two more tips. Mm-hmm. One of them is easy, and then I'm going to get to the hard tips.
Okay.
So the next easy tip is to start being very careful about cleaning products.
Mm-hmm.
What we find is that a lot of people believe that you can get your house cleaner by using more chemicals.
Mm.
And that actually those chemicals, 17,000 different ones are commonly used in our home, and many of those are toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to get your house clean is what your great-grandma used, which is soap, water, and a little bit of elbow grease, mm-hmm. maybe some vinegar, maybe some lemon, maybe some baking soda.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.咁呢就另外一個呢就係tips呢就係話我哋一啲清潔用品啦、啊、有多時呢我哋呢都會買一啲清潔用品，嘩間屋好污糟啊，買好多清潔用品。佢話市面上呢大概有17,000種嘅清潔用品，但係好多種呢或者大部分嚟講呢都係有一啲嘅化學劑裏面。咁呢就佢呢就傳授佢阿嫲嗰代嘅方法，就好簡單，由水或者用一啲番鹼，或者咧係用其他啲，譬如話用 vinegar 醋啦、白醋啦，或者檸檬啦，又或者咧係 baking soda 嚇啲蘇打粉，然後咧就整咗呢一個清潔劑，其實就夠啦。So these are not harmful to our health, right?
Right. These are very gentle. In fact, most of those you can eat. Right. Really gentle. They're not when you breathe them in.It's going to be okay. And mm-hmm. also when they wash down the sewer, they're not going to end up in someone's glass of water to cause harm later.
Mm-hmm.
And people can go to my website and get recipes for making these things and other tips.
咁呢个呢就真係对健康完全呢真係冇乜大嘅影响啦，因为用水、用肥皂、用或者甚至用醋或者柠檬或者係用 baking soda， 呢啲都係我諗下呢啲嘢我哋都可以食。只要可以食呢，其实呢对身体亦都系唔会话有害啦，当然我哋唔会话食啦。但系你谂下，如果你整完晒清洁之后，你倒咗佢，而呢啲咧亦都对个环境系唔会话有好大嘅影响。咁咧，Manda 咧佢有一个好好嘅网页啊，咁呢个咧就www.thegreenmama.com， 里边咧有好多 tips 同埋有好多好有用嘅资料，咁大家你都可以上网咧就系了解一下。咁串一串俾大家听啦，就系 The Green Mama。thegreenmama .com 咁样嘅。咁今日呢非常之多谢 Amanda 呢上嚟同我哋介绍。咁我哋下星期呢要约咗佢介绍其他更多嘅知识俾我哋知道。Thank you so much, Amanda, for coming in and I introduce your website for people to look for up more information and tips. And, thank you so much.
Thank you.
我哋下个星期再见，祝大家个愉快嘅周末。拜拜。
Bye.